This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Wait a minute. Guess what we're doing today? I'm here with Lars Gotrich.
Hey, Bob.
and the top of every month, we've been having these wonderful Viking choices shows.
Yeah.
And playing music that's sort of on the fringes of many different sorts of styles.
Yeah, got a little bit of heavy metal, some droney stuff. I got some folky stuff. Got some psychedelic stuff. Yeah, it's all in there.
And this is
Some straight-up French heavy metal, Bob.
Awesome. So I'm going to fade it down because I want to start it in the clear when we're not talking over it. But who is this and what are we doing?
This is Muir. Hold on. Wait. I need help every time I do this here.
Who right. is this?
Meurtrière.
Meurtrière is a band from Lyon, France. I first heard them in 2020. They actually appeared on my year-end Viking's Choice show. It was one of my favorite metal albums of that year. Just raw, spunky, fast as hell, heavy metal, all about French medieval history.
Awesome.
And that was just, it was an EP. That was just a taste. And now they have their debut full-length album called Ronde de Nuit. And this is the title track.
I'm holding on. Here we go. We'll be right back. That song has gallop.
Yes.
I like
that. That is definitely what Meurtriere does. They gallop.
What does the title mean?
Rondoni is, or roughly translated, means the night watch.
Okay.
And if you ever took art history or have been, you know, in a museum or something, you may have heard of this little painter named Rembrandt.
Oh, right, right. He's a painter. Yeah.
He's pretty popular. Yeah, yeah. Dutch Golden Age painter, and this was his, probably one of his most famous paintings. It's noted for its size. It's 12 by 14 and a half feet. It is the way that he used light and shadow was very different for its time. The other thing that was notable about that painting and that kind of like changed the game a little bit in that world was that usually military portraits were static. So all the dudes were just kind of like standing and not doing anything. And they're posed. But this showed action. It showed them going out into their civic militia duties. And so instead of having a row of men, you see three men up front who you assume are the important parts of the painting, and then people in the back, and they're moving out, basically. And from what I understand about this new record, they're very interested in French medieval history. They decided to expand beyond French borders, but stay medieval. They wanted to create motion pictures for the ears, so to speak. Huh. And that's exactly what this painting does. It creates motion picture for your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, you listen to the song, and you're like, I can feel the violence, basically, because that's what we're getting. And like, I keep messing up the name of the pronunciation of the band, but I did take French in high school, and in my limited understanding of the lyrics and my like little translation of it, it does more than just talk about the things that made the painting famous, but the dastardly deeds that these men did. Meurtriere translate as murderers, so these men were murderers.
And that's the band name.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where to?
We're going to come to the United States, down to North Carolina, to Sally Ann Morgan. She's a member of the old-timey trio Black Twig Pickers, who, if you don't know them, they're a really great band. They put out put out records with Charlie Parr and Jack Rose back in the day. She is also one of the co-owners of Spinster, which released that really beautiful record by Yasmin Williams a few years back.
Great finger-picking guitar player.
Mm-hmm. And just in recent years, she opened a microbrewery called Leveler. She opened it up with her husband, and my parents happen to live where it exists. So I've tasted some of their yummy beers. Sally Ann Morgan, I've been following her for a little bit, and she has a new solo album coming out on Thrill Jockey called Carrying, and I wanted to play this song called Awake. In the nighttime rain.
I mean, in some ways, that kind of distorted guitar going through that maybe is a tremolo pedal or something like that seems incongruous to the vocals, and in every single way, it worked perfectly.
Well, and that's kind of what Sally Ann Morgan has kind of done throughout her career, okay. Especially with Black Twig Vickers, and she also has a band with Sarah Louise called House and Land, where she's thinking about traditional music, and she's so steeped in the history of traditional folk and Appalachian music. She's got the basis, right? She's got the nice little finger-picking pattern. And then her husband is playing, Andrew Zinn is playing the tremolo guitar. And it's just, you're just kind of wafting. And Nathan Bowles, who you might know as a clawhammer banjo player, He's playing drums on this track. I was listening to the song as I was driving through the hills of Georgia, the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, actually. And I kind of got lost in the song and got pulled over. So thanks, Sally.
Okay, we should have warned people before the song played, but if you're pulled over, just know you're not alone.
I mean, and that's kind of what the song, I don't know if you're listening to lyrics, but the lyrics are, awake, awake, you sleepwalkers, we're all sleepwalking through the day. Awake, awake, you drowsy sleepers, rise up now, it is day. And it sort of took me back to, you know, the Beach Boys song where they sing, Are You Sleeping, Brother John?
Yeah.
Which is a reference to Frère Jacques.
Gotcha.
But everybody at the time was kind of like, oh, why is he, you know, doing a nursery rhyme? But it's like, no, it was a call for social change within the song. And so this song and this album were kind of written in the throes of new motherhood. And so she's thinking about her personal life, but she's trying to, again, do the stretching. And she's thinking, perhaps the way I've read this song anyway, is that she's thinking about this new kid in her life who's going to be coming up in this world, this hell world that we have, and is telling, maybe perhaps telling them to awake, or telling anybody listening, please awake. Mm-hmm. Understand that the world requires your participation.
I need to go listen to that again, because that's really beautiful, and I didn't catch that. So thank you.
Yeah.
I got another song about sleepwalking later in the show, too.
Oh, good.
But we go all over the map in these top-of-the-month shows together. And when the new Mitski song came out, I thought, yeah, so we must play this.
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah. So there's a new album coming from Mitski that was just announced. It's her seventh album. It comes out September 15th. The album's called This Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We, which also harkens back to the last thing we just played. Some of the songs include an orchestra arranged and conducted by Drew Erickson. There's also a choir of 17 people, 12 in Los Angeles, 5 in Nashville. Mitski arranged those. And the song I want to play has this wonderful surprise, I'll leave it at the word surprise.
Okay.
And it's called Bug Like an Angel. So here's Mitski.
That sure is pretty.
Yeah, it sure is. And I love when that moment came when the choir kicked in on the first one with the words family.
Mm-hmm.
Felt so perfect, so kind of creative, and took me somewhere else out of what was just a lovely acoustic song.
The thing I was thinking about when I first heard this song was that Mitski, not always curious about this, but sometimes when an artist chooses the first single for an album. So I looked back. I was curious because I was like, for Puberty 2, it was Your Best American Girl, you know, that big raging like indie rocker with the kind of like ridiculous like rock solo at the end of the song. And then from Be the Cowboy, it was Geyser. And then from Laurel Hell, it was Working for the Knife. And these were all three of these songs were like these big bombastic numbers, basically. They felt had a big theater kid energy to them, you know. Mitski songs are often about, especially those songs are often about dejection and kind of like growing up, but also seeing the failure in humanity and trying to figure out how to reconcile all those things. So it was interesting to me that she chose this song that feels muted, that feels quieter, but still says so much. Like that last line, making all variety of vows I'll never keep, I try to remember the wrath of the devil was also given him by God.
And you grew up in a religious home. I didn't. What did that mean for you?
I mean, that's an extremely, not to get all English major on you because that's what I was, but it was extremely Miltonian, John Milton, like Dante's Inferno, where he basically personified the devil as the sympathetic character, as somebody, as a fallen angel who wanted so much more from his existence and was frustrated by God. And that's why he fell. Mm. And yeah, the wrath of the devil was also given to him by God. So yeah, no, I...
that's some irony too.
Yeah, it's beautiful irony and it's difficult irony. It's like, and it's the irony of human existence.
Mitski's album, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We, comes out September 15th and the song Bug Like an Angel. It's here over and over again. I'm going to be listening to that.
Yeah, beautiful song.
Yeah. Let's take a break. I mean, what the heck?
I'm going to go get a beer.
Come back and I've got a weird synthy song for
okay,
you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Fair. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I am Bob Boylan. I am sitting in a chair and looking across the desk right here is Lars Gotridge.
Wait, is that who you are?
I'm sorry, I was wearing a different hat today. Okay, yes, that's three off. And Lars, and I are going to play some music for you, a little fringy, different than maybe we'd play on a normal Tuesday.
Okay.
So
hit me.
I want to play Guji.
Okay.
And
tell me about Guji.
It's a debut EP from this group. They're weird. It's got synthy stuff, a little, I think of it, maybe I heard Devo in this.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so like weird, Devo. But not crazy, crazy weird. It's three Chinese nationals, an American guitarist, and he's a singer for a Shanghai punk band called Round Eye. Any chance you know Round
Eye? No, I am familiar with Round Eye.
Oh, okay, yep, there okay. He goes. So that's the singer. And the band Guji is spelled G-U-J-I. This song was written during lockdown in Shanghai and during COVID, a very strict, intense period of lockdown. It's ironically called I Like to Hang Out in China.
You gotta have a sense of humor.
Absolutely. Here we go.
I like to hang out in China.
That was cool. Yeah. Definitely heard of the Devo. There's some B-52s in there. Maybe some, they might be Giants. It makes you want to put on a neon blazer or something, you know?
My first Devo concert, I wore a fire retardant suit.
Sure. Yeah. I can hear that here, too. No, that was a cool song.
Yeah. So that is Guji. There's an EP that is out, simply called Guji. It's out October 25th. And that song, in case you couldn't guess the name of it, was...
I Like to Hang Out in China.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Where to?
We're going to come back to America with what I think is probably one of the greatest jazz groups running right now in America, Irreversible Entanglements. I've been following them for quite some time. It's a quintet featuring Moore Mother, the bassist Luke Stewart, the trumpeter Aquiles Navarro, saxophonist Kier Neuringer, and the drummer Tesher Holmes. And they're a band that, like, especially when I first saw them, they felt like the perfect mishmash of, like, Art Ensemble of Chicago and A Tribe Called Quest, like all kind of like in one space. Wow. And so I've seen them transform over the years. I've seen them perform several times. In fact, they were the first performance I saw coming out of quarantine. I saw them outdoors, and it was an extremely healing experience. You know, the last time I saw them, they performed like this hour-long piece. And I don't know what happened to it. It was a beautiful piece of music. But this is not that. Irreversible Entanglements has signed to Impulse Records.
Wow, the big standard jazz.
The house that John Coltrane built. And that's exciting. Like, Impulse has like been trying to put their thumb back in the game a little bit lately. Like, they've signed Shapika Hutchings and Brandy Younger. So, you know, artists who are bringing jazz back to the vanguard. Yeah,
the saxophonist that we might listen to these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. And so I was thrilled to see that Irreversible Entanglements signed to that label. And I'm very curious about this record. And they put out this song called Free Love. Let's take a listen.
Free Love. Sweet kisses on collarbones, sweet notes, more love, more
love understanding demands are flooding. So it's sweet was a rush of feelings coming over me. And it was suffer free.
Open your arms.
And it was heart
certain.
And it
was the strong.
And it's
your
sway down.
Tone
let your
grace
shine.
The way it held the melody. The way it sung the song.
It was true beauty.
And I wanted to dance,
and
it's love,
and it's
freedom.
I
wanted to
shine.
Good, Loris.
I mean, like I said earlier, they're good at the sprawl. They can do the sprawl. They've had several albums that are just sidelong pieces of music, a mixture of composition and improvisation. But that was a compact 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
and
right.
They've done that before, but I don't think ever that succinct. Irreversible entanglements, instead of sprawling and stretching out, they introduce the theme much earlier in the song. The bass line, Luke Stewart, when he introduces the theme on the bass, and it gets picked up by the trumpet and the saxophone, and it weaves in and out. And normally they take that process and it's a little bit more gooey.
And it goes somewhere completely different.
But this one is just like, it's yeah. just a little, it's kind of like when Sun Ra would do the same.
It's pop music, Lars.
Well,
I mean, in ways it is.
But. I mean, but Sun Ra would do that too. He would write pop songs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you think of Space is the Place. It's like, Space is the Place. And it's like, you know the melody like immediately. Yeah. And he would do a version of that song that was short, but he also had the version of that song that was 25 minutes long.
Right.
I'm really excited about this record. It's called Protect Your Light. It comes out September 8th via The Giant Impulse Records.
Fabulous. So I'm going to take us out on something a little more standard, maybe something that the record's all over the map. The band is a noisy rock band called Activity. It's the second album. They're a Brooklyn group. I was thinking of the song I want to play, a bit of Radiohead, but then there are other moments on this record. I can hear some Sonic Youth in some of the songs, too.
Okay.
So it really expands. The album's called Spirit in the Room by Activity. So I'm going to take us out on a song that refers back to the sleepwalking motif
okay.
we had earlier.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
one's
yeah.
called Careful, Let's Sleepwalk.
Oh, see, that's just promoting the opposite message of Sally and Morgan. I don't
right.
know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Indeed. And it's by Activity. Spirit in the Room is the album, which comes out August 4th, which, you know, is this week. And, yeah, so here we go. Thanks, Loris.
All right. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Indeed. This is fun and all over the map. And, yeah.
That's what we do.
We like to hang out in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Not in China, but
oh yeah,
yeah.
I was like,
I saw the blank look on your face.
Saying,
so I had
China,
yeah, right.
You know, it's like the, you know, the, I know you don't look at memes, but the memes where you see like mathematical equations, those were happening in front of my eyes, right? I was like, well, I'm gonna hang out in the studio. Yeah. Okay. No, I understand now.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
For NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered.
Bash out their brains, protect me. My wild love could not stay dead, could not go to sleep. Bash out their brains. Bash out their brains. Moon turning red, I'm dreaming. In drugstores, picture the porn asleep in my mind. Bash out my brains. Bash out my brains.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear, it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.